A lot of people had firsthand experience with this insurrection. High-profile politicians, legislative staffers, journalists, and the National Guard members and police who were sent in to quell the riot. These are some of those people reflecting on what they saw that day. First, PBS NewsHour congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins.
I saw just a stream of people going to the Trump rally, many more people than I had expected. And this was many blocks from where that rally was supposed to be. I pulled over to get pictures of the people going to that rally and to talk with them.
So my first visual, as we're driving from the White House going to the Capitol, we're passing huge crowds. I'm Colonel Craig Hunter, and currently I'm the Chief of Staff for the District of Columbia Army National Guard. When we arrived at the Capitol, the next visual I saw, I just couldn't believe how many people were surrounding the Capitol at that point.
And I talked to the Capitol police officers at the front entrance and said, hey, you guys, you know, how are you? Are you ready for this? What do you think the day is going to be like? They were so relaxed. They kind of shrugged off. They said, oh, you know, we're good.
Yeah, I'm Jerry Conley. I'm the congressman from the 11th District of Virginia, which includes Fairfax County, Prince William County, and Fairfax City. I was encountering staff of Speaker Pelosi, and a person I know on that staff told me, go to the House floor. And I said, I thought you wanted us to be in the gallery. He said, we're sheltering in place on the House floor. And that's when I realized we had a problem.
I think here's what people don't understand about the riot at the Capitol is that it was happening before people inside the Capitol knew it was happening. I walked down the hall to the center door of the Capitol, and that was when I got one of the biggest shocks of my life, to see just rioters, all of them smashed up against the front door of the Capitol and trying to smash through it.
We could hear pounding. You know, that pounding noise gets closer and closer. And so you really are aware of the fact that there's this menace.
I'm Captain Brendan Hook of the Fairfax County Police Department. We were requested over a regional radio system called PMARS for pretty much from Capitol Police to send everybody you got. Really, we didn't know. This is unlike anything I've ever experienced. We've gone into D.C. as a unit many times, but always for pre-planned events, whether it's the inauguration or large protests. We really didn't have much of anything other than get down here as fast as you can with your gear. There were lights and sirens headed from Virginia to D.C. from almost every direction.
All hell has broken loose on the floor of the House, and they start to evacuate people through on the Republican side of the floor into the Speaker's lobby.
Everything was suddenly on lockdown. So I was like locked out of the lockdown, you know, with the rioters. So I had to like go through this little like a mail slot, and I was like, it's Lisa, let me in, you know, and like rioters were following me, and you know, stuff was happening. And so they let me in really quickly, and they closed the door, and they said, you are in lockdown now. You can't leave this office.
We walked down the congressional subway as staffers and politicians were heading the other way. State flags are above you, and you're walking in, and the smell of tear gas was just getting stronger and stronger. And our liaison from Capitol Police said, okay, this is where you guys need to completely gear up. We don't have control of the inside of the building.
The speed at which the situation unfolded and how quickly things changed and were evolving was very similar to combat operations. Emotionally, it was different because you're on your home soil. You're in your city, you know, the city that I'm in, the District of Columbia National Guard. I'm here to support the citizens of the district.
We were waiting in this hallway, and all I could hear were the loud bangs of what I presume were flashbangs and tear gas. And just screams from a crowd. And I remember there was one person I think that was arrested. They brought him back. He was in handcuffs, and he was trying to fight through the whole hallway, screaming and yelling. And we had to push him down the stairs, and there was just debris everywhere. There was doors and window frames just out, and they were just yelling awful things and you know, telling us that when they took over, they're going to put us in the electric chair or put our family in the electric chair.
I had to convince a friend of mine to let me out of lockdown. And that was a very tricky moment. And I just had to say to this staffer, I have to get back out there. I have to report on this and I can be safe. And then he said to me, I don't feel good about this. And I said, I need to get out there. And then he just made the decision and he said, okay. And he opened the door and it was such a moment of,
I will confess, I sent a goodbye email to my wife and daughter because I kept on thinking of 9/11 and all of those unsaid goodbyes that leave people in such pain. And I thought, you know, I have an opportunity not to make it dramatic, and I, you know, couched everything in unlikely, but I love you, and if this, you know, goes really south, you know, please remember that. And those are the kinds of thoughts you had that day.
That was Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia. We also heard from PBS NewsHour correspondent Lisa Desjardins, Colonel Craig Hunter with the D.C. National Guard, and Captain Brendan Hook from the Fairfax County Police Department. This montage was produced by Naomi Strobin and Gabe Bullard. They work at our member station WAMU in Washington, D.C.